好，感谢主，我哋早上又有机会嚟到佢嘅面前，一同嘅相聚。
We thank the Lord that the Lord allow us to gather before Him this morning.
我哋上一次、两次嘅交通呢，都系围绕住诗篇91篇第一节嘅里边嘅话。
Our last two sharings, the scripture that we use are based on Psalm 91, verse 1 and 2.
诗篇91篇第一节嗰度话俾我哋听，住在至高者嘅隐密处，必住在全能者嘅荫下。
In Psalm 91, verse 1, there says, He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty.
我今朝早嘅负担仍然喺呢两节嘅圣经嘅里边。
My burden this morning, it remains on these two verses in the scripture.
但系我要重点放喺住在主里边嘅嗰一个嘅意思。
My focus, like to emphasize on dwelling, abiding in the Lord.
在基督里，我哋知道已经系我哋嘅地位啦。
We know our position. We are already in Christ.
因为我哋接受主耶稣做我哋嘅救主。
Because we have received Lord Jesus as our Savior.
这个救恩已经将我们从罪恶的里面拯救出来，将我们放在基督耶稣的里面。
Salvation causes us to have this position. We are already in Christ.
但是今天我们是讲住在基督的里面。那个意思就是说，我们要常常保守自己，将我们在这个，将我们放在这个地位的上面。
Today, when we speak of dwelling in Christ, we like to emphasize on keeping ourselves to remain in this position of being in Christ.
就是好像我们现在都在这个居家令的底下，那我们留在家。我们已经是安全的了。
For example, we are under shelter in place order, and as long as we stay inside the house, we shall be safe.
但是我们要怎样来到 keep 住，怎样来到保持住这个的安全呢？就我们又戴手套洗手戴口罩各方面让我们在家嘅里边喺呢个安全嘅上边更加有保障。
But how to continue to keep ourselves safe? For example, we had to be sanitized, wash our hands, and put masks on, and so on and so forth.
所以我哋今朝早咧就要会用3点嚟到交通呢一个嘅信息。
So this morning we have 3 points like to share with brothers and sisters.
第一点咧，Sherman lies 3。与主同住的生活，第二点呢，是神与人同住的一个心意，还有最后一点是荣耀神的生活。
The first, it will be a living that are dwelling in the Lord. And second, it's God's desire to dwell among men, among people. And thirdly, to glorify the Father.
第一点，与主同住的生活。
First, dwelling in the Lord.
Okay, Sherman, 得啦。按着我哋嘅肉体，弟兄姊妹，我哋承认我哋系软弱嘅。
According to our flesh, we have to admit we are weak.
嗰个弱嘅意思唔系话身体嘅体能，而系我哋里边嘅一个灵系软弱。
When we say weak,Well, we are not speaking of physically, but rather spiritually.
因为我们的眼目很多时候都放在地上面的人事物上面。
Because our eyes always focus on man and objects and things on this earth.
就是因为这样的缘故呢, 我们很多时候呢, 被世界上的事来牵引, 容易呢, 受搅扰。
And therefore, many times we're easily distracted by the world, things in the world.
就不用说第二件事呢, 就是说到这个新冠病毒, 连一粒肉眼都看不见的毒菌呢, 已经将这个整个世界转, 改转过来, 甚至威胁到我们的生命的。
Think about coronavirus. This is invisible, cannot see by naked eye. This is such a tiny, small element, but it turned the world upside down.
所以我们说我们这个肉体是软弱的。
Therefore, we conclude and say that according to our flesh, we are weak.
不过我们的灵,我们就是已经是在这个至高者的隐密处里面了。However,
spiritually, we are already dwelling and abiding in the Most High.
就是我们的地位就是在基督里面。
Positionally, we are already in Christ.
正因为我们这个地位是在基督里面, 我们才能够跟神常常的相见,常常的亲近。
Therefore, we are able to draw near and to have fellowship with God often.
我们每一天都来祷告, 我们每一天都读他的话。
Daily, we come and pray to him and to read his word.
因着祂的智慧,我们读了我们神的聪明,我们与祂有交往,所以以至到从祂在那里得到能力和这个智慧来处理各样的事宜。
Through fellowshipping with him, we receive encouragement, wisdom, and strength, so we know how to discern and deal with things.
我们感谢主,因为我们的日子在神的面前, 不是空白的,是不是一天一天,那一天白白的浪费。
We thank the Lord that our days on earth are hereby not in vain. Not just day go after day, just go by.
乃是神每一天都按着祂的旨意来引领我们，所以我们每天的生活是算得数的。But
contrary speaking, day by day, he lead us on according to his will, so every day we on earth can be counted.
最近我在家里发现有好几样东西令到我们 非常的激动的,有些不开心的。
Recently, there are some things that happen in the household that really stir us up, so we feel quite frustrated.
Yeah, 我们家最近发现有老鼠。
So we find a mouse problem, mice.
有白蚁。
And a termite.
有黑蚁。
And ants.
是啊。 其实我对这些东西我不是很紧张的,但是Esther就怕得要死。Naturally
speaking, I'm not overly concerned about these things. However, my wife Esther, she is a very cautious and concerned about these things.
当然我们有这些东西在这里,我们要处理。
Of course, we have this problem, we have to deal with it.
所以跟这些街坊谈起的时候,大家都给我很多的意见,很多的提议。Talking
to the neighbors, they give us a lot of suggestions.
但是我总是不知道应该怎样去处理这些事情。So
however, I don't know which step I should take.
当然我也上网去找一些资料,看看怎样搞定它,或者请人来到,这样。
Of course, I went online and researched, maybe I hire someone, pest control, or I take care of it myself.
但是你不知道这个疫情的缘故,很多人都拒绝。
But due to the pandemic, a lot of people reject.
到最后好像 无计可施啊。
At the end of the day, it seems like I have nowhere to go.
啊，佢有一天我就将呢啲事带到去主耶稣嘅面前。
And one day, I brought this matter before the Lord Jesus.
我话主啊，我唔系点样应该点样样去处呢啲事情嘅专家，但系我要求主俾我有智慧，好叫我晓得点样嚟处理。
I said to the Lord, Lord, I'm not an expert to deal with these problems, but may you give me wisdom so I know how to go about it.
就咁样样，我到主嘅面前嚟，佢就指示我一步一步咁样样，揾到有人喺度帮我解决呢啲问题。
As such, after I brought the matter before the Lord, He showed us step by step and led me to someone to help me to deal with it.
嗰啲嘅人其实唔系我有意去揾嘅。
And these people that I found there, I did not intend to reach out to them at first.
而系好似咁啱我行路去嗰度嘅时候，就碰见一啲嘅人。原来佢系专系做搞呢啲白蚁啊，搞呢啲蚁嘅型专家嘅。咁所以我就请佢嚟帮手。
And it seems incidentally, when I go about this matter, I found these people that are dealing with termites and they're professionals.
Yeah, 我系碰见有咁样嘅人啫。所以呢个完全系主自己嘅手嘅带领。
Yes, if incidentally I encountered these people, but in fact it was the hand of the Lord, completely His guidance.
我哋喺神嘅面前呢啲嘅日子，真系唔系活喺人嘅面前。
In these days before God, we are not living before man, but before God.
亦都唔系为咗别人而活。
And we're not living for others.
我哋嘅日子系活喺我哋嘅主耶稣嘅面前。
The days that we live before the Lord Jesus.
所以当我哋知道有一个在基督里边嘅呢个地位嘅时候，我哋却更要保守我哋活喺呢个在基督里边嘅呢个生命嘅里头。
So knowing that we are already positioned in Christ, we ought to keep ourselves in such a position.
因为喺每一个嘅环境、每一个嘅遭遇嘅里边，我哋都有功课要学习。
Because in each of the circumstances that we have lessons to be learned.
让我们操练，又在我们的里头起变化。
That we shall be exercised and cause transformation.
好让在各样不同的遭遇的里面被磨成神儿子的形象。
That we shall be trained and be molded and conformed to the image of Son of God.
所以若果我们缺少这个隐密处的生活，缺少要住在主里面的这个相交的生活的话，我们就会缺少从神那里到而来的智慧。
Therefore, if we lack this fellowship, this living, dwelling in the secret place of the Lord the Most High, then we will lack our wisdom.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天要注意的不是证明全能的神在哪一件的事情覆庇我们或者帮助我们。
Dear brother and sister, today we are not testing to ask God to show us on a particular matter that we are being sheltered in the secret place of the Lord.
我们今天要注意的就是我究竟有没有在实际的上面 常常保守我们自己是住在基督的里面。
But rather, practically speaking, we shall ask ourselves if we are keeping ourselves dwelling in the Lord.
就是好像诗篇那里第一篇九十一篇讲的说话，我们住在至高者的隐密处，就必住在全能者的荫下。
Just like it says in Psalm 91 verse 1, He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty.
所以我们同神有常常有在暗中的交通，那这位全能者他的荫庇是必然的。
Should we often dwell in the secret place of the Most High, and therefore, naturally, we shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty.
所以呢，这个不是一个神学的理论，也不是基督教的条例，那是一个属灵的实际。
So this is not a theology or spiritual principle. However, this is a reality, something we can experience, exercise.
我再举一个例子。
I'll give you an example.
就是在历史上面很多人都坐过监。圣经里面有一位神的仆人保罗，他是坐监坐了很多次。
In history, many go into jail, prison, but there's one person, Paul, Apostle Paul, he went into prison, jail many times.
我将那个故事呢，简单的来讲，是说保罗和他的同工西拉，当时因为传道的缘故被奸人所害。
So I can briefly paraphrase. Because of preaching, Apostle Paul and his co-worker Silas, they were in prison.
Slide number 4, show me. They did not do any harm to the Lord.
They did not commit any crime.
亦都冇呢去谋害边一个人。
They didn't do anything harmful, cause harm to anyone.
但系众人就起嚟嚟攻击佢。
But the crowd joined in an attack against them.
唔单止攻击，仲要打，仲要瞓喺落喺监嘅里边。
And they threw him down in jail.
Okay.
Threw him in the prison. Struck them with many blows, beat them up with rods.
Yeah, okay. Chairman, how are you? 但我又有一个问题啦。如果你我今日冇犯罪，又冇得罪人，就系因为真理嘅缘故，被冤枉，成为阶下囚。你面对这样的难处，你怎样去处理呢？
So today I ask you this question. If you did not commit anything wrong, but you were falsely accused and got beaten down and thrown into prison, how would you feel?
那你的心情会是怎样样啊？
How would you feel? How would you go about it?
愁容满面啊，唉声叹气，还是怨天尤人？
Sign and complain.
还是说你到处去找人帮助，希望能够脱险呢？
Or you look in every avenue and try to find ways to be rescued.
保罗和西拉他的行动是值得我们 去效法的。
What Paul, Apostle Paul, and Silas continue to proceed to do worth us to is a lesson for us to learn.
Slide number 5, yes, Sherman. So, 圣经在使徒行传十六章二十五节嗰度话俾我哋听，当保罗同埋西拉被下喺监里边嘅时候，约喺半夜，佢哋起身嚟祷告、唱诗。
At such a time, now, about midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns of praise to God.
Okay.圣经是这样跟我们说的，他我不相信他们的祷告呢是在那里苦苦地哀求神啊，快点救我啦，现在被坐在监里面啊，怎样有办法可以出来呢？
The Bible records in such a way, and I did not believe that they were asking God, crying out for him to rescue him.
他们的祷告的内容是赞美、感谢。
But rather, the content of their prayers were praising God and worshiping Him, giving thanks.
保罗在一个这样的环境底下都能够唱诗歌，都能够赞美神。
Paul, under such a circumstance, can sing and praise God.
肯定呢，他对自己的前途是非常有把握的。
Surely, he had good conviction, good outlook of what is to come.
难道他不怕死吗？难道他不怕打吗？
Do you think he not afraid to be beaten and to die?
其实他被人打了好多次了。
In fact, he had been beaten many times up to now.
已经好多个难处了。
And he had gone through much difficulties up to now.
我相信在他里面是有对他的前途是有把握的。神他知道他是在这个至高者的隐密处，他就能够享用呢在这个大能者的荫庇的祝福的底下。
And deep within, he's assured of a good outlook because he's dwelling in the secret place of the Most High and abiding under the shadow of the Almighty.
弟兄姊妹，这个就是住在基督里面的结果。
Brother and sister, this is the outcome, the consequence of dwelling in Christ.
当他在一个不容易的环境里头，
living under such an adverse circumstance,
还有希望，
but he was hopeful.
当他在一个不容易的光景的当中，他仍然看到光。
In such a difficult dimness, dark times, he has light.
就是因为他住在基督的里面。
Because he was dwelling in Christ.
否则的话，可能他是彷徨无计，或者好像我开头的时候，都不知道怎么办，怎么算这么样。
Or else,he will lose heart and wouldn't know what to do.
不过我想岔开来讲一下，就是当他的祷告，在他的祷告的里面是包含到唱诗歌，包含到赞美。
Now let me go outside a little bit. In his prayer, it involved singing and praising God.
而我觉得我们中间的祷告赞美的说话太少。
Among us, I want to say that we are somewhat lacking this type of praising and singing to God.
是的，尤其是在如今这个疫情这个情况的里面，我们都是呼求神，神啊，求你怜悯我们，神啊，求你呢将这个疫情快快的结束啊，救我们脱离这个苦难啊，救我们释放我们，是这样的祷告。
And as such, in the time of the pandemic, we often would cry out, Lord, have mercy on us, deliver us, rescue us from this trouble.
是不是错呢？不是错。
Is this wrong? No.
我们可以向神来求各样的事情。
We can bring to the Lord anything, all things.
不过呢，保罗和西拉的祷告就不是这样。
However, this is not the prayer of Paul and Silas.
他们的祷告是将感谢、将赞美献过给神。
They were singing hymns and praising God.
因为他们知道谁掌管明天，他们知道谁在掌管着一切的环境。
They are deeply convicted of who holds tomorrow and who is in charge of their current situation.
啊，佢哋主日将自己交喺神嘅手里边，让神按佢嘅旨意嚟到行动操作。
And they commit and rest themselves in the hand of God and allow fully yield to Him.
啊，长话短说，长话短说，保罗喺同西拉喺度唱诗赞美神嘅时候。Slide number six, Gabriel.
To make it short, when Paul and Silas were singing and praising God in such a way,
圣经就话，忽然间地大震动，甚至监狱嘅地基都摇动咗，监门立刻全开，众囚犯嘅锁链亦都松开咗。
And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken.And immediately all doors were opened and everyone's chains were unfastened.
Okay. 保罗冇特异嘅功能，佢亦都唔识讲啲咩嘅咒语。
So Paul did not have some superpower or something to magical ways.
保罗呢，只是抓住这个属灵的实际，用属灵的实际来到处理应付现实的环境。
But rather, he lay hold of the spiritual reality and exercise that reality to deal with his circumstance.
这个智慧，这个能力，从边度而来的呢？
This wisdom, this power, where did it come from?
住在主里边。
Dwelling in the Lord. Simply.
住在基督嘅里边。
Dwelling in Christ.
我哋今日喺地上边有一个仇敌，佢唔系边一个人，亦都唔系边件事。
Today, we have an enemy on this earth. It's not a particular person, a particular matter.
他是神的对敌，他是魔鬼，他是黑暗的权势。
But this one is the opposer of God, is the devil, is the ruler of the darkness.
这个仇敌千方百计的会来陷害我们，试探我们。
And this enemy will try all things to tempt us to cause us harm.
有时他控告我们，有时他攻击我们，有时有。诱惑我们或者欺骗我们。
Sometimes he accuses us, deceives us, attacks us, tempts us.
用人来刺激我们，用事物来攻击我们。
Stir us up by other people.
或者伤害我们。
And cause us much harm.
很明显的，在这个疫情，这件的事情上面。他就将我们运起上来。
Evidently, he seems like the enemy locked us up in, during this pandemic.
你估坐在天上面的神知不知道我们的遭遇？
You know, the one that sat on the throne, do you think he know what we're going through?
他一定知道。
Of course he does.
但是因着我们在祂里面的缘故，我们是受保护的。
But because we are dwelling in the Lord, we are protected.
祂要保护我们，好像保护眼中的瞳仁一样。
He shall keep us like the apple of his eye.
就是祂会将我们放在高处，给我们得安息。
He set us high upon the rock.So we shall have rest.
圣经说我们会好被蒙保守，好像那些断过奶的婴孩躺在母亲的怀中一样，那么平稳安静。
And we shall rest like the child to a wean in the mother's bosom.
所以我们要将我们的信放在主自己的身上面。
So our trust shall be completely placed on the Lord.
这个第一点。第二点呢，就是神愿意与人同住。
Second It is God's desire to dwell among men.
係啦，以前我哋講，我哋要住喺主嘅裏邊。
We just cover about we shall keep ourselves in the Lord.
其實神亦都係願意同嗰啲佢所創造嘅人相交嘅。
On the other hand, He likes to dwell in fellowship with whom He created us.
喺舊約嘅聖經嘅裏邊。
Slide
number 7.
Old Testament, the next slide.
神揀選了一族的人，以色列人，作為屬祂的子民。
And God had chosen a people to belong to Him.
所以在出埃及的29章45節就說，我要住在以色列人的中間，做他們的神，我要在那裡與以色列人相會。
In the book of Exodus 29:45, and I will dwell among the sons of Israel and will be their God. I will meet there with the sons of Israel.
咁然後喺新約咧 ，slide 8。
And the New Testament,
哥林多前書3:16，佢又話俾我哋聽，我哋係神嘅殿，神嘅靈住喺我哋嘅裏頭。
1 Corinthians 3:16. Do you not know that you are a temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you?
所以聽姐妹從遠古以來，從神開始呢，揀選佢嘅民族嘅時候，已經係有呢個嘅心意，要嚟住喺人嘅中間。
Even from the Old Testament, the time of Exodus, when God chose a people for Himself, that was God already showed that desire. He liked to dwell with us, with men.
唔單止咁樣樣，神要嚟住喺我哋中間嘅呢一份嘅恩典咧，係直到永永遠遠嘅。即使到最末後嘅時候，佢嘅旨意係唔改變。
Not only at that time, but rather contrary, this grace will continue to live until New Testament. And until now, unto eternity.
So, in启示录, slide number 9, 启示录21:3, 有看啊，神的帐幕在人间。
Therefore, we see in Revelation chapter 21:3, Behold, the tabernacle of God is among the people.
And 那这个神的帐幕, 神的帐幕在人间, 也都翻译作为他要与人同住。
The tabernacle of God is among men can be translated to that God is dwelling with men, among men.
意思就是神要藉着神的儿子住在人的中间。
That God, through his beloved son,
okay,
to dwell with men.
看见吗，弟兄姐妹，我们要住在主的里面，神亦都愿意住喺我哋嘅里边。
Brother, sister, do you now see this picture? We ought to dwell in the Lord, but God desires us to abide, dwell in Him.
我哋以佢为我哋嘅居所，今日神亦都愿意我哋成为佢嘅居所。
We abide in Him, and He desires us to stay in Him, remain in Him.
因此我哋嘅地位系在基督的里面，但我们却要常常的要住在基督的里面。
Positionally, we are in Christ already, and we ought to keep ourselves in that position to dwell on Him.
第三点。
Thirdly,
过荣耀的生活，荣耀神的生活。
To glorify God the Father.
就当我们看约翰福音15嘅时候，你会睇见一个嘅主耶稣讲用葡萄树同埋枝子。
When we see
呢一个咁样嘅关系嚟讲明呢一点。
When we see Gospel of John chapter 15, we see the relationship between the vine and the branch. Branch
讲用葡萄树同埋枝子嘅关系咧嚟讲明我哋同神之间嘅关系。
We see such relationship of the vine and the branches to tell us that relationship of us and God.
祂的生命进到去我们的里面, 我们亦都活在祂的里头。
His life enter us, and we abide in him.
这个就是好像一棵树和一个树枝, 祂们的关系。
Just like the vine and the branch is relationship.
是一个联合的关系, 不是插枝的关系。
It is a union, and it is not add-on.
Yeah. 是一个从里面的结合, 不是外面形式样子的相同。
It is a union of life within. It's not something added outwardly.
所以他说, 你们要在我的里面, 我就在你的里面。
If you remain in me, and my words remain in you.
因为这样的缘故, 结果我们成为了他的一部分。
And we are a part of God.
祂亦都在灵的里面供应我们一切的需要。
And God supplies us all that we need in our spirit.
所以15章第7节说, 你们若常在我里面, 我的话亦都常在你的里面。
That's why therefore 15:7 says, if you remain in me, and my words remain in you.
记得我们曾经跟弟兄姊妹交通过，神的话是好像属灵的粮食。
Brothers and sisters, we shared previously that the word of God is like a spiritual nourishment, food.
这个属灵的粮食是供应我们的智慧能力生命的。
Supplies us as wisdom, strength, life.
如果我们照着祂所给过我们的恩典, 按照着祂供应给我们的能力, 我们就有智慧去行事为人。
And if we live according to receiving of such grace, we shall have strength, power, wisdom to deal with life.
所以读神的话是这么重要的。
That's why reading the word of God is so crucial.
祷告是这么重要。
Prayers are so vital.
那节的圣经, 我不知道有没有放在这里。 第10节, 第15章15节, 约翰福音, 你们若遵守我的命令, 就常在我的爱里。
Now, verse 10, if you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love.
弟兄姊妹, 我们真的要留意这个, 遵守神的命令, 就常在我的爱里面。
We have to pay great attention of this. If you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love.
用我们明白的话来讲，就是我们要按照着圣灵的指引、圣灵的教导来到行事为人。
Put in simple terms, we ought to follow the guidance, the teaching of the Holy Spirit in order to live our life.
所以总括的来讲，弟兄姊妹，我们是在神的 恩典的里面被召聚出来，是将我们放在神的荫庇的保护的底下。Brothers
and sisters, in conclusion, we are people that are called out by His grace to dwell in the secret place under the shelter of the Most High.
因着这个属灵的事实, 我们作为神的儿女的, 要保守我们自己常在基督耶稣的里面。
Because of such a reality, we ought to, as a children of God, to keep ourselves with this position.
点样先至系话活喺基督嘅里边咧？点样先至算系话住在基督里边咧
？How do we practically abide in Christ？
就系遵守我嘅命令。
Simply to keep His commandments，
就系我哋任何嘅事情要按照圣灵嘅引导。佢话点样引导我哋？佢叫我哋做乜嘢，我哋做乜嘢？咁样嘅呢一条嘅路上边，我哋就蒙恩。
In all things to follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit, and we shall receive grace and walk on this smooth path。
顺服圣灵嘅引导，就系神要喺我哋身上边要获得嘅见证。
To yield and submit to the Spirit of God. This is a testimony that God wants to gain among us.
我们若朝着这个方向来努力的话，最后荣耀归给父神，这成为一个事实。
And if we put effort toward this pathway, we shall glorify the Father God.
我不知道弟兄姊妹，你有没有一个，从来有没有一个这样的愿意的心，说，神啊，我们要按照你的旨意，按照圣灵的引导来到过活。
I don't know, brother and sister, if we have such a willing heart to tell God, Lord, I want to follow the guidance of your Holy Spirit.
我相信我们每一个人都曾经有这样的愿意的心，但问题就是我们有没有真的这样活出来呢？
I believe we all at one point had this desire in our heart, but the question is, do we continue want to live this life?
我们是不是愿意有一个叫神得荣耀的这个结果在我们身上呢？
Do we want to bear this fruit?Of glorifying God in our lives.
我相信我们每一个人都说愿意神的旨意成就，荣耀归给神。我们都懂得说。
We all will know how to say that may God's will be done and glory be to Him.
但问题就是我们有没有活出这个这样的实际呢？
But the question is, are we living out this reality?
我们要住在基督的里面，但是我们有没有真系住喺呢个至高至高者嘅隐密处呢
？Do we truly abide, dwell in the secret place of the Most High？
求主帮助我哋。
May the Lord help us。
叫我哋唔系单单追求喺全能者嘅荫下呢个嘅祝福，而忽略咗。住在至高者的隐密处的这个的属灵的实际。
So we are not only pursuing to abide under the shadow of the Almighty, but also we dwell, put effort into dwelling in the secret place of the Most High.
我们每一天都要同他亲近，每一天都要同他有交谈。
Daily to draw near.To have a converse with him.
好叫我们得着智慧的心。
And we shall gain this heart of wisdom.
藉着这个圣灵的指引，我们走每一天的路，每一步的路程。
Through the guidance of the Holy Spirit to walk each step of the way of this pathway, of the journey.
求主怜悯我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
我们低头祈祷。
Let's pray.
亲爱的主，我们再一次的多谢你，因为你的话是大有能力的。
Dear Lord, we give you thanks because your words are with power.
你自己是丰富的源头，你也是能力的开始。
You are a source of our rich supply. You are the beginning of our strength.
虽然我们是软弱，我们很多时候懂得说，但不懂得做。
We are often weak, and we know how to say, but we don't know how to do.
但愿你施怜悯，主啊，喺呢个时候，主啊，你就俾我哋回心转意，让我哋单单嘅嚟倚靠你，单单嘅要以你为我哋嘅一切。
Have mercy on us, Lord. Cause us to return, so we have you as our only trust.
主啊，让我哋走喺前边嘅路。主啊，虽然我哋唔知道会系点样样，但系我哋深信你嘅手系引着我哋嘅。主啊，你嘅怜悯亦都要临到我哋嘅。
When we walk this path, though we know not what is to come, but we know your hand is guiding us each step, and you have mercy unto us.
主啊，愿意我哋众人嘅心都一一嘅归你。
May our hearts all turn to you one by one.
啊，又愿与你喺我哋中间被高举，荣耀归翻俾神。
May you gain all exaltation and glory be to God.
我哋咁样嘅祷告系奉主耶稣基督嘅名而求。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.